Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big games, big events. Always better at Chickie's and Pete's. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles, and one guy that knows a little about big things, Tornado Shapiro.
Sure, I know. I love you, baby. You know it. You hear me? Okay.
Tornado, we're on the air.
I see you, baby. Come on. You're going to bring all the equipment.
Tornado, we're on the air.
All right. Here, Philly. We got a rainy, wet one. Enjoy the dankness and the moisture. Luckily for the fightins, they're going to miss most of it. I'll tell you more after a proper introduction. Come on. Yeah, you can meet me in St. Louis. First pitch, 8:15 Eastern. I got to tell you, in the late 90s, I worked down at WWWTF 99.4 FM, the Knob. Granite City, Illinois, weather girl by the name of Wendy Nickers. Yeah, Wendy was a good show, unless she had Mexican at lunch. Watch out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she liked the rain, too. Real mutter. Come on.
All right. Figured. All right.
Full-figured gal. We nicknamed her the St. Louis Arch. I once went up to the arch, and I saw her gateway. She was a handful. I had to borrow vitamins from Mark McGuire to keep up with her. MLB had me on a watch list that year, but it was worth it.
Yeah,
cloudy and cool tonight. Light wind going down to 39 degrees. You better bring your own hot water bottle. I like my hot water with a little Tanqueray, but that's up to you. I'll tell you, the first time in St. Louis, down there, we took a tour of Anheuser-Busch. I was disappointed.
Wow.
All they had was beer. Hello. We toured the factory. It was me, Ike, McGuire, Yadier Molina, Rico Bronya, and longtime Cardinal announcer Jack Buck. I had the creatine salad. Cute tour guide by the name of Brianna Barley. I introduced Brianna to Bronya. She said, Rico Bronya, just met you. Come on. I showed Brianna my hops. She showed me her malts. And we went behind one of the vats. The last thing I remember is Jack Buck screaming, I don't believe what I just saw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, spent a lot of time at Busch Stadium the summer of 98. I was a young Cardinal trainer. by the name of Angie Tiger Bomb. One night, she asked me if I wanted to try something different. I said, hell yeah. It was me, Tiger Bomb, Sammy Sosa, Tim McCarver, and Mark Aguirre from DePaul. Long story short, I took a needle in the keister that night. All summer long, the St. Louis metro area was treated to the strongest, most powerful forecast tornado could muster up. I was hitting it out of the park every night. Even had one inside the park with Tiger. Craziest thing. About 20 years later, some skinny white guy came up to me in Chicago, gave me a big hug. He said he was Sammy Sosa. That must have been on the vape.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon, partly sunny, high all the way up to 62. We might get rain. We might get runs. Depends. Another time down in St. Louis, it was me, Ike, Willie McGee, Scott Rowland, and Les Chamberlain. We called him Les because his measurements were considerably less than Will Chamberlain. And that was confirmed. That was confirmed by a Channel 57 weather gal by the name of Anita Moore. She was always hoping Les would bring a little more lumber to the plate. Anita liked him. Well, she liked the big stick, and she did wonders with a fungo. So it was we were out at Bush. It was Windy Nickers, Scott Rowland, Les Chamberlain. She had us, well, the stadium had us judging the ball girl tug of war contest. Now, Windy took a liking to Rowland. Even one of the greatest defensive third basemen in history couldn't fend off the advances of Windy. She rolled in her co-workers, Misty, Sonny, and probably. That's when Rowland knew he was in baseball heaven. Bush Stadium lived up to its name back then. Oh. Got a nice trim. Well, it's got a nice trim to it now, but back in the 80s, Bush was retro. Walking in that outfield was like walking through a wild jungle.
Okay.
And once they had the Hollywood night at Bush one night, they brought in the actual E.T., the extraterrestrial, lined them up next to Willie McGee. The crowd couldn't tell the difference. E.T. ended up with two infield hits. Willie McGee had to deal with annoying kids, wanted to touch his finger.
Oh, no.
Willie McGee did sort of look like E.T. Are we going to get a forecast at some point here?
Hey, your weekend is shot, friend. I hope you like clouds, chance of sun, but not much. So I dab a little sunblock on there, and we're going to get some temperature. Sunday high of 65% of precip. Make it a 50-50 call on the rain there. Don't take a chance. Bring a sun umbrella and a wet umbrella. You heard it here first. It's Tornado Shapiro. You can book it. How about a little melody now? Did you line up my music yet?
And there's no music.
I asked for?
There's no pictures either. The guy, it's going to be cloudy and rainy all weekend.
Yeah.
Why are we putting sunblock on?
Well, just in case. 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
You never know.
The guy made me nervous.
There's
the
a
entire
lot going
time.
On in that call.
Yeah, I'm sure he
there's
did.
A lot
yeah.
going on in that
the
call.
The Bush
man.
Stadium yeah. and the hedges and the.
Yeah.
By the way, the first radio station he worked for, 99.4. There are no point fours.
No?
Yeah.
In Granite City,
4.
Idaho, is that what he said?
Yeah, the guy.
The knob.
I think the guy might be making up the entire career, to be honest with you.
I don't think so.
We're a little late, but the Masters continues
yes.
to
forgot.
Move. And our.
Yeah. Jesus. Jesus, it's not the Indy 500. To dial it down a little bit back there, Buzz.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's Spike's fault.
That was Spike?
That's my fault?
Well, just you have Buzz on the edge.
Okay.
Oh,
never mind.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, it's all good. All right.
To the scoreboard. Oh. Augusta. Yeah. I told you the last hour. Listen, Justin Rose steals lead. By one, -8, DeChambeau has gone up and down and now back up to second place.
Please lower your voice.
You're right. At 7-under. I tell you, Rory McIlroy finished up pretty strong today, still with the lowest round of the day at 6-under. He shot a 66. He started the day off at even. He's up to -6 and sitting in third place alone right now. A couple other notables at the top of the leaderboard. Shane Lowry, Corey Connors. See what he looks like on the back nine here. And the world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, is still hanging in there. Listen, he hasn't had a big stretch yet, but you know what? The thing about Augusta, you can't win it on Friday. You can lose it on Friday. Scottie Scheffler, two-time winner. He knows this. Sitting right now at minus five, just three strokes off the lead, only one under on the day. Scottie Scheffler will have something to say about who wins this in the end. This is really shaping up to be a great weekend in Augusta.
You guys,
I can't wait.
You guys are going to be locked in. You guys are going to be locked in. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And although we all chose different things to watch on a rainy day like this.
Oh, the golf.
You know what I didn't put out there? Is the Masters. Because that's what I'll be watching this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as we are rained in all weekend.
Yes.
I can't wait to sit on the couch and watch the Masters.
There you go.
Yes.
There is your Masters update.
We finally got the whispering close.
Yes.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh. It's very hard to transition from the Masters.
You almost got to just yell. Let you just get one out.
Well, here's the other thing. We come in from a break and coming off of Shapiro, I got to go down all the way to my Barry White voice.
Now I got to bring it back up.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question is golf a sport? What do you think the responses are, Ike, on is golf a sport?
Yes.
What do you think the percentages are?
I'll go 73%. Yes.
78%.
Hey, there you go.
Now, I will say there are people fighting in the replies about it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As the
it's Cowboy Jim.
The people who say no are angering the people who say yes. So sometimes I like just watching people fight online when I'm not involved in it.
Yeah. And you like to see the world burn.
Yeah, I do.
I was going to say, you lit the fire and now you're watching it.
Yes, yeah. Then I just sort of walk, light it and walk away, buddy. 215-592-9494. Our draft expert himself, OK Andrew, you're on WIP.
He's back with another prospect?
No, every day.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
Andrew?
Hey, I got to be talking to Ike here about my draft analysis because, granted, he is the only player that has played at the top level, so he'll understand what we're talking about instead of, ew, he's too old.
Wow. Shots fired.
Wow, he took a shot at you there, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, that was strictly to see if I can get a rise out of Ike because he was a little bit older when he got drafted.
Wow.
Yep.
So, our prospect today is another SEC edge rusher, a guy who will definitely be there at 32, and his name is Nick Schwartzen.
Nick Schwartzen?
20 years old.
He's 4'4",
which is crazy. And he's an edge rusher from A&M, runs a 4.740. Had double-digit tackles for the previous 2 years, and he had double-digit sacks from the best conference in the world, the Big Ten, 2 years ago. He was all SEC first team, and he's a monster. I think that he's very similar to a little Karloftis in the NFL, quick twitch. He's great in pass rushing down. He can play all three downs. It's going to be a bit of a project. Not day one starter, but a little Jalen Hunt, Nolan Smith type of guy. He's quick with his hands. He's great. He gets to the outside edge on pass rush easily. He's able to shoot inside on run gap.
Yeah.
The only thing is about him is he gets a little overpowered by the double team and gets washed out down the line. I know I can play defense in your lifetime, and he is.
And I even played defensive end.
Well,
he's good at getting hands on, showing hands, and then splashing him and having the offensive line commit before he makes his move. So I think he's a great value. He's fallen into the second round on some, but he'll definitely be there at 32 as a guy that I think can make a big difference in this league.
What's his name?
Nick Scouten.
Nick Scoutner?
Scouton.
Scout.
Yeah, that's a tough name.
Scorton.
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 Scorton. There you go. All right, okay. Well, that's a good pick again. You think he's a 30, yeah. You think 32? He'll be there, right?
He'll be there. His partner in crime, the guy across, I forget his name, but another edge rusher.
Shamar Stewart.
Shamar Stewart. Yeah. He doesn't have great production last year, but, I mean, apparently he's a freak athletically. I also think Scorton is, and I think he's great value for the talent he possesses. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, okay, Andrew, another good player. Good players will certainly be there for the Eagles if they're looking for him at that 32nd spot. Should be there. It'll be interesting to see what type of run goes on the defensive ends, especially as you get later in that first round. The thing with this kid and why it's another good scouting report from OK Andrew is that the Eagles have actually had this kid in.
Oh, he's one of the guys they talked to.
He's one of the visits that the Eagles have brought in. So, yeah, I think I saw a picture with him with Brandon Graham recently somewhere. So he was either here yesterday or the day before. But, yeah, so if the Eagles bring you in as a visit and would use you as one of their top 30 visits, they certainly are interested in you.
They care. Okay, for next question, you got a rainy day movie?
I got one more thing, one more statement. It's funny you guys were debating over Tyler Warren and Abdul Carter. I wonder where they went to college. Great college, but Mike,
man.
You're an idiot for saying golf is not a sport. So, but movie is Moneyball.
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 I think Moneyball is a good rainy day movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a good rainy movie.
Yeah. Moneyball just pisses me off because it doesn't even mention Mulder, Zito, Rich Harden, Miguel Tejada.
It's a movie.
But it's just like, oh, my God, Scott Hatterberg.
It's right. A movie. They needed
it. Giambi.
But even the premise of the book, I mean, congratulations. You signed Chad Bradford. You signed Scott Hatterberg.
No.
Jeremy Giambi was one of his big moves. He got an RIP.
It's a movie.
But he got cut in the middle of the season.
By the way, another great Brad Pitt performance.
It is. It's probably his best role.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
What's he better at?
Well, Brad Pitt's got a lot of great roles. I would say my favorite Brad Pitt role is Tyler Durden in Fight Club. But he's got a lot of. I would say it's a good role. Brad Pitt as Billy Bean.
It's probably his most well known role.
Well, it's definitely not his most well known role.
Who's to say?
215-592-9494. Thomas, actually, no. I want to see how this goes. Richie in Philly, you're on WIP.
Mama mia, you're going to make me eat my dinner late tonight. Skip.
Skip, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Ike, Skip, and Fred.
Off to a good start.
Yeah.
Listen to me. My best friend in crew, when I was a kid in college, he passed away, but he was a sports, brilliant sports guy. And I'm agreeing with you, Spike. Now, listen to his qualifications, why he did not consider golf a sport. And, Ike, you're going to have to admit it's good, okay, Ike, when I tell it to you?
Okay.
He says, I cannot consider any game a sport where no defense is played. Think about that, right?
The course is defense.
There's boxing, there's defense, right? You know what I'm saying? Tennis, there's no defense in golf.
The course is the defense.
Right? You like that, right? Yeah, take it.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
What about swimming? What's the defense in swimming?
It's not a sport.
It's why? Why?
As long as he has the same rules all the time.
Swimming is a whatever.
But you don't agree with that, though. You know swimming is a sport.
It's an interesting.
I've got a movie for you.
I would consider it. Hold on. We'll let you give your movie. I don't agree with him. However,
Hang on.
But if you're going to keep that same definition for all of them, if you're also going to say swimming's not a sport, then it's a good argument if that's how you're going to define it. I don't agree with it because I think swimming is a sport. But if you're holding to it and saying, like, sprinting isn't a sport, and now there's no defense in tennis, though there is opposition. There's not defense, but I think it's close enough. So you don't think running is a sport?
I don't think why it is a sport.
Running.
I guess according to his definition, but he just liked the way he said. I liked the way.
No,
he said.
I'm asking you with no defense. How about track and field? Is that a sport?
Well, it depends. You know, some runners they kind of like box.
I'm asking you about track and field.
Yeah.
What kind of track and field?
Anything.
Any of it.
The discus.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the javelin. The,
right.
The long jump. The the 400.
Two other things real quick before I go.
This is going
I got a great profit for you guys tonight. Great.
Okay.
I've been two for two so far.
Okay.
Home run. I know what the odds are tonight. Home, Marcus down, Richie from South Philly, okay?
Okay.
Predicting, what's his name? Max Kepler.
Oh, home Kepler run. Home run. These guys love betting Kepler.
Kepler home run. Yep.
Okay.
And I got a rain. What is it, a movie?
Rainy day
rain
movie.
Well,
not
singing
be.
Yeah,
sure.
Singing in the rain.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's a movie
Gene
with
Kelly,
rain in it.
52.
Gene Kelly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like Richie in South Philly, by the way.
Yeah.
I like him. He was holding to it.
Completely wrong. Well,
then he stopped holding.
He wilted. Yeah,
he moved. He moved the goalpost real quick.
Yeah.
How long? Richie in South Philly seems like one of those South Philly guys that have just lived here forever.
Yes, I would imagine so.
Those and are the best ones.
Everybody on his block knows him.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was
that's my Philadelphia.
Yeah. You make fun of me when I say that I lived here, but
yes,
it in South Philly is I actually felt like a fraud because of the number of people on my block who had been there for so long.
Right.
And I was renting. I didn't even own my
place. Oh, well, they knew you weren't from the neighborhood.
They definitely knew I wasn't from the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, they knew that.
That's why I moved back to Westchester.
One of the funniest things about living there is the good thing is when you come home and if there's somebody that's been outside your house for a while, your neighbor goes, hey, there's somebody outside your stoop so-so. Mm-hmm. But then I realize if they're watching them, then they're also watching me. So they're watching everything is what I learned. All right, 215-592-9494. We're less than 2 weeks away from the Eagles draft. Do you want them to be aggressive and move up in the draft aggressively, or do you just want them to hold on to their picks? 215-592-9494. You do have an opportunity, however, to see the great Joe Conklin.
And some of his buddies like Tornado Shapiro.
Yes, sir.
Check him out at St. Matt's in Conshohocken on Saturday, April 26th. Now, it's benefiting the Plymouth White Marsh baseball team. You know where you can get your tickets at, right, Fritzy?
JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.